Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. And joining me in the studio, the wonderful Jason Martinkus and Chris Williams. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve. Good morning. Steve.
Good morning to you, and welcome. Good to see you guys, and just want to mention that this past weekend we were dealing with some wonderful women in the battle, and I just heard great things about all the things that happened there at our workshop at Women in the Battle. And any of you who have struggled with sexual integrity in a man that you're related to, husband, dad, son, ex, boyfriend, whatever, boy, that would really help you. And coming up, of course, is for you. Every man's battle is July the 8th in Chicago. And what a great way to establish independence and freedom is by going to every man's battle. And then, of course, intimacy in marriage, where it all comes together. We're doing that on July the 22nd. Anyway, glad you're all with us here today. Hope it's a great day for you. We've got 10 tips on maintaining sexual integrity. And Jason, why don't you just talk about this first one? It's all about getting real, or get real. If you want to maintain sexual integrity, you need to get real.
Yeah, you got to be honest about what you're wrestling with. You got to be honest about what you're, and we talk about this at the Every Man's Battle Workshop. Not just what you're wrestling with in terms of what you're actually doing, but even what you're thinking about doing.
Yeah,
there's something really powerful about getting honest with a group of men about what you're considering, what kind of thoughts run through your head, and there's something special about being known and loved, even when there's deep, dark stuff going on inside of us. I think that's one of the key things. I like that that's number one on the list, actually.
I was listening to a gentleman talk about using pornography and him having this vision of Jesus with him, and it was not Jesus wanting him to feel like a bad little boy. It was Jesus wanting to be in this with him, not in the sin, but be with him. If you're going to sin, Jesus is still there trying to pull you back, trying to get you to run. You know, he hasn't abandoned you. And I think that's so powerful. A lot of times the shame that we have in our hearts, well, it leads us to believe what Satan wants us to believe. Jesus isn't there. God doesn't care. And he really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second thing on these tips is to get serious. Chris, talk about that. I mean, you got serious. When we get serious, things start to change.
Well, this actually is good that it comes second after getting real, because once we get real and get honest, we can see what a huge problem this is. And it has very, very serious consequences. It has very serious results. You know, Women in the Battle Conference just shows how contagious the sin is as far as its effects. And so when we see how serious the problem is, then we need to really, really get serious about the solution. We need to take on every possible solution and avenue that we can get, and take it serious moment by moment by moment in our lives.
And how many times do we talk to somebody that says, you know, I know I've got this problem, and you say, what are you doing about it? Well, I'm praying more, I'm reading the Bible more, and I want to say, are you serious? I mean, that you've betrayed your wife, and that's what you're going to offer up. All right, if you want the others, there are 10 of them. If you want 8 more, you just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'd be glad to get those to you. 10 tips for maintaining sexual integrity. We're going to take a break. If you want to join us on the program for 3 hours, we're going to be doing nothing but listening to you. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number. We want to talk to you. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be right back with you.
I'd found a pornography on the computer. He had been signing up for a number of dating and sex solicitation websites.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
I didn't know anything about sexual addiction or the recovery process or anything. And one of the resources I found was Dr. Sherry Keffer talking about what it was like to go through the trauma from someone else's sexual addiction or betrayal, and I knew I'd found the right place.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 24th through the 26th in Dallas, Texas.
As soon as I got there, it was a very welcoming, safe environment.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Women in the Battle was hands down the most productive, effective, and helpful workshop I've ever been through.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Jason Martinkus, who heads up our Every Man's Battle workshop. And then, of course, Chris Williams, who isn't heading up anything right now, but man, a valuable counselor to our workshops. And one day he'll be heading up something. I don't know what it is. Maybe the Chris Williams Institute. Maybe. How about that?
I'm just working on my family right now. So, yeah.
All right. That's a good thing to be working
on. Noble cause.
Well, we're really glad you're with us here today. I know some of you may be traveling out, having a great time, or looking to have a great time, and then all of a sudden you've got these family members you are on vacation with, and you find yourself full of stress and struggle and all of that. Well, please don't attack them. You know, one of the things that is so sad is we have all these idealistic expectations of a vacation, and man, it can really be stressful. Just give yourself a break, get some time away from the rest of the folks there, and you know, keep your sanity together. Right now, I'm going to go to Sue. Let's talk with Sue. I think she is in the Indiana area. New Albany, I believe, is the city. Hi, Sue. Welcome to New Life.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good? Great. What's going on?
Well, I went to Women in the Battle this weekend.
All right. How was
that? Awesome. And I just want to encourage women listening to go, to take that step. And it's really everything I thought it would be and more. That's for sure. It was very, very helpful.
Everything you thought it would be and more. Now, tell me something, like when you look back, it was a game changer, or it was really important that you heard that, or you experienced it in some way. What would that be?
I think one of the phrases that was used is, this is something that happened to me. Mm. And that was a game changer for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why did that give you some kind of new perspective or help? Because you knew it happened to you, but what did that mean to you?
Well, because Sherry talked, one of the first things she said is, you're on a crazy train. And I laughed because that's what I keep saying. I'm on this crazy train. Mm-hmm. And really just saying this happened to me, it just kind of released me from, I can't do anything about it. This is his problem, and I have to let that go.
Yeah.
It's nothing I can fix on my own.
Mm-hmm. Now,
that was helpful.
Were you struggling, thinking that if you were different, better, something,
absolutely.
He wouldn't have the
problem?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And now you know that isn't true, that if he had been married to the Queen of Sheba, whoever that was, that he would have still had the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, good.
And that's very freeing. And I do want to offer up to anybody out there that has had counseling, but maybe it wasn't quality counseling.
Mm-hmm.
this is a great team of quality, qualified, awesome women. I mean, they rock. It was not amateur hour.
Good. Well, Sue, I can't thank you enough for calling us and letting us know about your experience there. I'll thank you by sending you a Life Recovery Bible and a workbook, and I hope that will be a blessing to you. Please stay in touch with us, and you're just up the road or down the road from me. So, yeah, let us know how you're doing, and I hope this is going to be the beginning of something. No matter what he does, that you will be different forever.
Mm-hmm. I will. Okay. Thank you. Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
Just to encourage women, my story... I'm restored, but my marriage is not having restoration, but that's okay. But after I divide my worldly possessions here, I'm going to make a donation to the scholarship fund, and I encourage anyone else that can do that to do that so that any woman that wants to come to this workshop can go.
Oh, I love that.
So that they won't be financially, it's a hardship for them. Mm. So I just encourage other women to do that, too.
Yeah. Thank you. That's great. And it is just, you know, if somebody gives $1,000, it just goes right to somebody going and getting some help directly. And so it really is a great way to help somebody. We never want money to be the reason someone can't go. If you can afford it, we want you to pay. If you can't, we want you to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us see if we can work something out. It's expensive, stay in a hotel, meals, we fly in the counselors from all over the country. But I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. I guarantee you guys, I think you know this about me. If I knew something was more helpful, I would tell people to go there. And then we'd work on what we're doing to try to make it better. But I don't know of anything better than these 2 days that change everything. If you're willing to work. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want information about that. And right now let's go to Lisa. How you doing, Lisa? I think you're calling from Philadelphia. You doing all right today?
Yes. How are you doing?
Doing okay. How could we help you?
So my concern is I have a 16-year-old daughter who has left my house. And she's with a friend, and she is not coming home. And so I don't know what to do about that legally. She has left home because she feels like she's going back into depression. She suffered a concussion a year ago, and she actually had to go inpatient for a couple days. They put her on medicine, and then she had side effects, so she's been off of medicine and seemed to be doing better. But I just don't know. The other night, she tried to run away. I went and got her. And last night, she refused to leave the house of where she was at. So I just came home. And I don't know what to do. I know I have to get her into counseling, but I just don't know.
All right. So let's just review this a little bit. In addition to the concussion, what has been going on at home and with her that would help us have some insight as to why she might be depressed, why she might not want to be there?
Well, I could tell you, because I've been watching her, I'm her mother. So prior to the concussion, which she got in gymnastics, she was like a perfectionist, did everything right, 105% student. And last year, there was multiple events along with the concussion that even the psychiatrist, when she saw him, said, "I'm not surprised you're here," meaning...
Okay, what were they?
My mom, my mom died. She didn't get into a really scholarly prep school that she tried to get in. She had another injury with her gymnastics, which knocked her out of a meet. She hit her head and missed her state competition for gymnastics that she'd worked so hard to, years to get to. So she was unable to attend that and, you know, didn't really have a lot of friend support. And I am married. I have 4 children. She's my second. And we go to church, same church. Okay. I've had the pastors here.
Wait just a second. I want to ask one question, then I'm going to turn over to you guys. What did you do about the concussion? What has been done in looking at the head injury part of it from a physiological standpoint?
Okay, so she went to physical therapy, occupational therapy. We saw a concussion specialist / nurse practitioner. They put her on they put her on Topamax, which didn't work. She lost way too much weight.
Okay, I just want to make a suggestion to you. I want to make a suggestion to you, and this could be the link back to you, okay? I would suggest that you would call her and say, honey, actually I was talking to some people who have had head injuries, which that's me. I had an athletic, I have a traumatic brain injury from sports, and that I don't think we really did enough to see what damage might have been done. And I would like us to go see this specialist. And what you want to do is you want to have a brain scan done or something beyond what you've done. If it was my daughter, knowing what I know now from working with Dr. Amen and a guy named Rick Tanzi, I would want to have some kind of view of that brain to see what, if there's any long-term damage done. And I would want to be working under the care of a specialist who's dealt with a lot of concussions, not a nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. Nurse practitioners are brilliant people, great. But in this kind of thing, your whole life can be affected by a concussion in high school,
mm-hmm.
and especially a second injury. So I'm going to suggest that your connection back to her might be, been talking to somebody who experienced this. Don't think we did enough. Let's go get some help. So you're taking all that other stuff off the table. You're not talking about that. You're just talking about her and her future. Now, let me turn it over to Jason and to Chris.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll just add one quick thing to that. You, part of the hook in there for her to trust you, it sounds like there's a trust issue as well, Lisa, with her staying away from home. Part of what may bridge the gap in terms of that trust issue as well is putting that in the framework of her gymnastics. I mean, obviously, there's some depression setting in with the gymnastics and the losses and disappointment there. But also putting that in the framework of her gymnastics that, hey, we know how important this is to you, and we know how great you are at it. And so let's go look at some more of this brain stuff so that we can get you back on the balance beam or whatever it is that she's into.
She's done some gymnastics. She's 5'10", and so she never was a small little gymnast. So she's given that up, being she's in 11th grade. And but I try to get her into modeling through a Christian company, just trying to help her. I mean,
Lisa, this is Chris. Let me jump in, okay? I want to jump in. I'm hearing some really critical things here. First, there's a lot of pressure, and I feel a lot of anxiety in your voice, which seems natural based on the situation that your daughter is in. But I want to look at something, because the brain injury is critically important, and don't let go of that. SPECT scans, which, you know, as Steve mentioned at the Amen Clinic, I've also worked with a guy named Rick Tanzi as well. Great, great stuff that really can see actually what's going on inside the brain. But I also think that there is a deep relational thing going on here, but it's a lifestyle thing. It's what I call the over-control, out-of-control dichotomy. You mentioned perfectionism. The world of gymnastics is high pressure. She's high academic. She has this metaphorical internal spring inside of her that is so tightly wound. If that thing breaks or loosens, everything goes out of control. And her identity was wrapped around this. Her identity is wrapped around performance. And she's looking for a way out. She's looking for a way to be. She's looking for a way to breathe and function in the world without it being so pressurized, without it being so anxiety-driven. And I really want to encourage you, really going off of what Jason said earlier, because that will break trust, because you feel like, hey, I can't go back into the way things were, as well as all of the identity loss and disappointment that she's in. There's a lot of layers here. But providing a safe, loving, accepting environment for her to go home to, in which you can then start addressing some of the core issues, including the physiological issues of the brain, but also the emotional and mental, psychological, relational aspects that are going on here. So, and I would definitely say that counseling would be a crucial piece of her recovery. But first and foremost, I want you to have a vision for yourself of accepting your daughter home without having to fix her right now, but just to love her.
She won't come. That's the problem.
And that's why I said I think that if you can focus on you wanting to help her with a physiological problem, which is what the brain injury would be, then you're taking all of that off the table and you're just focusing on you wanting to be sure that her future physical and essentially mental, physiological mental health is the best possible, and you're going to step it up a notch, and you want to get her additional help. And I think that's not a manipulation of her. I think it's a, if it was my daughter, it'd be my genuine concern. I'd want the best for her.
Yeah, it's care with no conditions.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and I'll send you a book. May help her. May help both of you. Might be able to discuss it together. Healing is a Choice. That's going to come your way, and God bless you. I hope you can be her champion, and she can become a brain warrior in all of this. Hi, Steve Arterburn here with Milan Yurkovich. We want to talk to you about our Intimacy Intensive for Marriages.
The Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 22nd through the 24th.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together. We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy levels of their life.
One of the things that we're going to do in this weekend is address the issues of sexuality, emotional intimacy, physical touch, things that the church traditionally does not address. We're going to be a place where you can come and really bring the real you, your real marriage, and it can be a very safe place.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
You come join us. We would love to have you there. I think we can meet some needs for you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. We're back. Let me tell you, I did a, this relates a little bit. I did an Ask Me Anything question. It was a woman wanting to support her troubled son who had become hooked on the painkillers. And she wanted to support him but didn't want to enable him. I want you to listen to this clip that I did on tv.newlife.com. Here it is.
And the worst thing you can do is let him know that at 41 he's got a comfy little bedroom back at home with you. The best thing you can do is say you cannot come here when you get out of prison. You have to figure out what you're going to do at 41 and an adult that's going to be helpful and healthy. And we can't deal with this with you. It would be an insult to you for you to come out of prison and move back home. And so talk to the folks there. Work out. Apply for where you can go to a halfway house when you get out of jail. And then you're going to continue on a path, hopefully, from being dependent on a prison system that came from being dependent on a chemical to now you're going to move toward recovery and independence.
Well, I tell you, you know, guys, if you go to prison and you're not willing to walk out of there and accept responsibility, it's not a good future. So you don't need parents telling you, oh, yeah, you get out of there and we'll take care of everything. Well, let me tell you, that's just one of the clips from TV.newlife.com. I just did a one this morning on taking a second look at Bathsheba, which was what David did, but you might want to see her from a different perspective after you look at that. You can get 4 months free. We're doing a 4th of July special for 2 days. 4 months free for the 4th of July. That's it. So go sign up for as little as $5 a month. It's pretty cool. And become part of those, over 10,000 subscribers to that wonderful, wonderful subscription service that's literally transforming lives. People say, it's the counseling that I needed. I was talking to one of our faithful, faithful listeners. And she said, it's just transformed our lives here. Another level of transformation beyond the radio. TV.newlife.com. 4 months for free for our celebration of the 4th. All right, let's go back to the phones and let's talk with Irish. Irish, how are you doing today? What's going on?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. My goodness, I'm so happy.
Well, we're glad that you called us, and I hope we can help. And if not, we'll refund your misery immediately, okay?
Thank you. I want to share my situation. I have a nephew who tried to kill himself 2 weeks ago. I'm the auntie, and I just wanted time to find a way how to help him.
Let me ask you a quick question here.
Yes.
Are you the one that is most concerned about him, or is anybody else trying to help this boy?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the mother is concerned. She's my sister. The father seems to be also. But let me just tell you what it is. The whole thing is so dysfunctional. I'm the only Christian in my family. The father is a Muslim. My sister divorced him. And since she divorced him, he never was able to get over. And since the children, they were very little, he always blamed my sister's family, which is not true. I mean, my sister divorced him because of other reasons.
Okay, well, just stick with this, okay? So, what
the truth is
are you the only...
The children... Yes.
No, go ahead.
I'm concerned about his well-being because when they were little, I got such a great opportunity to tell them about Jesus, and that's all I did and help them. But then now they are with their father, and they are young adult now. He's just 21. He's
so are you the only one that's concerned about him? The only one trying to get help for him?
No, my sister is trying, but the thing is that the father do whatever he wanted to, basically. And because the child, he was a bully in the school, and he developed depression and schizophrenia and the whole nine yards, and he beat my sister up. So the father has him now. So basically, I just talk to him long distance somehow. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not with him face to face. I just would like to know what else I can do, how I can reach a child like him.
What are you guys thinking here? What do you guys think might be something
Irish,
else?
You've given us some really important information here that he's dealt with some depression and even, you said schizophrenia? That's your nephew, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is a very, very serious medical condition here. It needs a tremendous amount of attention and care and professional interventions from those who know. And unfortunately and painfully, suicide attempts and suicide rates among those who suffer from schizophrenia is really high. And and certainly bullying can contribute tremendously to that. He needs to be safe. He needs to be in a safe environment as quickly as possible. Now, it comes down to what you can do. And just really quickly, you can love him the best way you can as an aunt. You can point mother, and I don't know if you have any relationship with the father, to resources. But we'll come back to you. We'll talk more to you about what to do about your situation and help you out here.
Okay.
You're listening to New Life Live. If you want to join us, we're going to be here another 2.5 hours. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. 1000. That is our phone number. We would love to have you here to talk with you. In the meantime, you know, we've got an amazing workshop coming up, the Intimacy Intensive for Married Couples. Oh my goodness, you may be missing out on the best part of marriage.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back. Steve Arterburn here with Chris Williams and Jason Martinkus. And I'm really disturbed over this case where a young guy isn't just bullied. I mean, all sorts of strange stuff here. And Chris, You're trying to help out here. And Jason, I want you to weigh in on this.
Just a couple of clarification points. I'm confused. Iris, did you say that your nephew is struggling with schizophrenia? Wait, did we lose Iris? Okay. All right. Well, here's a couple of things just to think about. You're back. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Iris. I was asking, are you saying that your nephew struggles with schizophrenia?
Yes. Well, all that started happening after he was bullying at school.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. So, and then, you know, yes.
Yeah, pragmatically, I mean, you said that you're the aunt, so you don't have too much direct influence, but obviously you have some influence. So a couple of things just to keep in mind, really simply, having been bullied, you know, I was bullied in middle school, and over the course of about a year, that went on. And at that time, there was very little conversation about it in the media, for sure, but also at my house, there was very little conversation about what might be going on. And so there were warning signs, certainly, that showed I was struggling. But finally, after enough warning signs, there was a consistent conversation. Okay, there's a consistent conversation. And that consistent conversation in my house, it didn't normalize it, but what it did is created a space for me to actually feel and actually belong. It actually empowered me, which is the crux of bullying, is taking away the power. It's stealing, robbing the power from the person who's bullied. So pragmatically speaking, I think for you to keep the conversation open with your nephew is really important, number one. That you're the safe space, you're the common ground, you're the one who won't let the issue go away because you care so much. So keeping that conversation open is number one. The second is, as Chris was saying earlier before we went to the break, you're dealing with some serious medical issues that require interventions. I love the way you said that during our break, Chris, is institutional interventions. you know, he needs an environment where this can calm down, where he can get medical treatment as well as psychiatric treatment, counseling as well, to figure out, okay, how is this really affecting him so he can get his feet back on stable ground. So you're the safe space, and you're also guiding the family towards that institutional intervention.
Okay. But what I realize is that here it's like it's so difficult to find a good counseling, because this child has been going and jumping from one doctor to another doctor, medication, yeah, another medication, and it seems like instead of getting better, he's getting worse.
Right.
This has happened just 2 weeks ago. He tried to kill himself, and by the grace of God, the doctor said, told him that the angel that he has is too big. I said, no, he have a great God. That's what he has. He tried to kill himself. The doctor couldn't believe that he's still alive. Right.
Yeah,
that, and that's why we're saying you've got to go back to institutional intervention. Just going counselor to counselor isn't going to help. He needs time at an inpatient program in order to get well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, this is one of those cases where I think you start to think about an alternate place to live, whether it's Teen Challenge or some other. You try to find some place that is affordable. Because given all of these things, it might take a year, you know, to kind of pull things back together and get to someplace normal. So,
and he's got a chance.
The other problem is that the father doesn't believe in God. I mean, I'm the only Christian that I keep telling him, but he keeps doing his own thing.
I tell you, again, I just can't tell you enough there that we really think an institution needs to come alongside, and maybe it's even a long-term institution. And I'm sorry we don't have more time to deal with that. So I'm really glad that you called. I'm going to send you a copy of Healing is a Choice. I hope that can be a blessing to you. All right.
So hard.
Yeah, very difficult.
Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer, how are you doing today?
How are you?
Hi. Great. What's going on?
Well, I just have a quick comment and a question. Early in our marriage, I've been married for 44 years. Early in our marriage, my husband looked at pornography magazines at work. He always worked around men. He never bought any himself. Then he was saved, and he is a Christian now, and he doesn't look at the magazines anymore. We've talked about it over the years, you know, about him looking at the magazines. He would come home and say things that he saw or read. And again, being young, I could relate to the previous caller where she said she felt she wasn't good enough. So I felt I wasn't sexy enough or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because he would mention the magazines and things. But he doesn't look at any magazines now. But he watches HBO movies, you know, that have high action themes, sexual content. I do not watch the movies with him. You know, if something comes on, I'll say, you know, what's it rated and what does it talk about? And he'll tell me, and I said, well, I'm not watching it. And so I'll go and do something else. His dad said that, told him, when he was younger that, you know, men will always look. Mm. And then I've heard the term of eye candy, you know. And he said he's never, ever lusted at, you know, the pictures of women or women in movies, and he doesn't lust after other women. He just enjoys watching them. And I was just wondering if there were some encouraging words that I could say something to him about it to, you know, help him to see that it's just not good for him spiritually.
All right, let's see what the guys have to say. Any thoughts here, guys? I'll show out a scripture while you're about to do that. This Ephesians 5:3 says, but among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality. And it goes on to say, or any kind of impurity. So that would be something that you could share with him, but the bigger issue is the disconnection between the two. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, Jennifer, what's your relationship like with your husband? Do you feel connected to him? Do you feel like you have strong conversations?
Well, Well, you know, we've been married 44 years, so we've had our ups and downs, because I felt that I wasn't sexy enough or I wasn't.
Have you felt that way your entire marriage?
Well, early in marriage, and then I at work, I became close to a man, and again, he was saying how, you know, I was nice. Anyway, I fell for being close to him, and I was unfaithful to my husband. But then, you know, I told him about it and asked for forgiveness. He said he forgave me, even though he periodically throws it up. But anyway, the point is...
Well, Jennifer, let me jump in there. There is obviously a long pattern of some sort of break in your connection or intimacy. You guys can go so far but can't go further. And in the wake of an infidelity, an unfaithful marriage, the process, and Jason can speak very, very intimately to this process, is not just kind of like a one-time conversation, and it sounds to me like your husband is still maybe carrying some hurt and some bitterness around that. But ultimately, what I want your husband to know is that when he is looking at or he's watching these movies and it's triggering something for you that was happening 40-some years ago, these are all unresolved issues. These are all unresolved things that whether you concede or not are having a definitive impact in your guys' ability to connect with each other, your ability to tell an emotional truth. An emotional truth would sound like, you know, letting your husband know, hey, when you're watching these movies and these women are coming up on screen, I am experiencing a tremendous amount of insecurity and anxiety, and I'm just not feeling like I'm enough for you when this happens. And what he is hearing in there is not just this innocent, hey, I'm watching a movie and there happens to be sexual content in there, but no, I'm watching these movies and here is how it's actually having a tangible effect on my wife. Hmm. So, yeah.
Jason, your thoughts here?
Are those conversations that y'all have, Jennifer?
We've had conversations like that because I've told him, you know, he brought home a picture that he used to have in his toolbox at work, and she was topless and she was very heavily endowed. And I said, and you've had this in your toolbox for, you know, 20-some years? He said, yeah, I would look at it every day. And I said, and don't you think that bothered me? I didn't know about it until he brought the picture home. He said, well, it was nothing. It was just looking. It was just like eye candy. I was just looking at her just to enjoy her beautiful body. And he said, I didn't think anything else about it. And I've told him that I just feel that when, you know, and I just refused to watch the movies with him because I don't want to see that content. And he said, it's part of the movie. Yeah, they have that in there.
All right. Hold on. We just have a couple more comments when we come back. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program.
Are you looking to recharge your relationships, overcome an addiction, or draw closer to God's truth? With New Life TV, these are just some of the many teachings available inside New Life's online TV channel. If you haven't joined, now's your opportunity. This offer is for new subscribers only. Get 4 months free for the fourth. For as little as $5 a month, you can get unlimited access to over 1,200 videos. Go to tv.newlife.com and select the annual subscription package. The promo ends July 5th at 11:59 p.m. Get hope and healing in the comfort of your own home. Sign up today and take the first steps towards your new life. This really is the truth that will set you free. Go to tv.newlife.com and select the annual subscription package. Happy Independence Day from tv.newlife.com. Remember, this offer ends at 11:59 p.m. on July 5th.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust.
So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And Jason, you want to finish up with Jennifer there. And so
yeah, Jennifer,
let's do that.
Two things. One, I feel sad when I listen to you talk about y'all's situation. One, because it's so hurtful as a wife. It's such an indictment on your dignity for your husband to be looking at these things, watching these things. His definition of lust is off. Let's just call that. And so I just feel sad for you. The other reason that I feel sad for you is because there's obviously, and Chris mentioned this, there's obviously a world of hurt. I mean, the very fabric of y'all's relationship is torn. There's a very shallow connection. And so if you could find a way to make it to one of the workshops, the intimacy workshop, the marriage solution, something like that, something that's going to be an intensive focus on getting to the fabric of y'all's relationship, where you're figuring out, what the heck are we connected on? What are we connecting around? What's the intimacy between us? Because, yeah, we got 40 plus years of water under the bridge, but what's the next 40 years going to hold? Is it going to be the same old show that you've had so far? I mean, it sounds like your best days may be ahead. So I'd be pushing to do something intensive to actually work on what's beneath these shallow surface issues.
Mm. Yeah, so often there is no connection, and he's been looking at the same picture in the lunchbox for 20 years. So that can be a daily little cancer cell right there that grows into a terminal tumor. So I hope that you'll do that. I'm going to send you Jason's book we did together, Worthy of Her Trust. Give it to him and say, hey, do you meet up with this standard? But I hope that you guys would go to something where it could bring the two of you back together.
Yeah.
The phone number, if you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we do have the Intimacy in Marriage Intensive, July the 22nd, coming up in Washington, D.C., and then the new workshop, Take Your Life Back, the new intensive, Take Your Life Back, for whatever it is you're struggling with, can really help you. That's in October. But right now, we've got time for one more caller. We could go to Cheryl from Richmond, and then if you want to join us on the next two programs, it's 1-800-229-3000. But Cheryl, how can we help you today?
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, I hope I can explain this. I found out my paternity through a relative through ancestry.
Okay.
Anyway, it's shocking. I only learned of this about a month ago. There have been rumors, and my sister supposedly was fathered by this man also, but there was never a mention of me.
Yeah.
And my aunt, who is like my sister, she knows, but she's not giving any information. My mother and father are both deceased.
Okay. What's the question?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I believe that the truth will set you free, but in this case, I don't know whether to tell my grown children or not.
Oh, I think you would. Oh, you want everybody to know the truth about their heritage,
their story,
all of that. It's part of who they are, and they would if you die and then they find this out another way, they would resent you so much for not telling them what you know. Also, it's just good to know sometimes some illnesses come on later in life and people need to know the genetic predispositions to that. Why wouldn't you tell them? Why not?
Well, we are five generations in this area, and my son actually purchased our family farm, and they just love their grandparents
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, they're still their grandparents.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It doesn't
I
change
know.
Any of that. It doesn't change an ounce of that. Maybe it it's might even draw them to them more. So.
Yeah, it's just the fact that this DNA that I have is not what I wanted. So.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But that is something that you need to get over so that you can get over the truth to them, because they deserve to know the truth.
And okay. Sure. My question.
Yeah, and Cheryl, I hear the pain, I hear the disappointment. I could be wrong, but this sounds like new information to you.
About a month. Yes.
Okay, yeah, that is very, very fresh. This is going to take time for you to be able to understand what it means for you. And as families, whether we're explicit with or not, we tell our stories, and we are the culmination of our stories. And you being able to reconcile this story, this critical bit of information with your story is important, because that's going to really inform you in a positive way how to tell your children.
Mm-hmm.
How you reconcile this story is going to have the truth set you free. And then we do want to tell, obviously, the most honest version of the story. But in that process, we've got to learn how to reconcile the story within us first. And then that's when I would encourage you, and as Steve said, to try to do that as quickly as possible without too much rush of the process, but stay intentional, and then that way you can convey this story in hopefully a redemptive manner, but certainly with this new information still being integrated and still holding on to the really important relational truths about the family farm, about the grandparents, about everything that is still is. It's just, yeah, this new information.
Yeah, you just said redemptive. Like, boy, Cheryl, you're changing the course of five generations of legacy. Like, here you are ready to tell the truth about your family lineage, and there's no more hand-me-down generational sin of lies and cover-up and who knows what going on. Like, you're setting the record straight. You're changing the course of generations to come. So go you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
They're gonna be so hurt. Like, well, I'm still dealing with it. So.
Sure. They may not, because they're adults. They may be more fascinated than hurt. You might be, because you're closer to it actually. But a lot of times in this day and age, people, they're fascinated by the DNA, but they get it that we're much more about who we're attached to and who we're not. In fact, I'm going to send you How We Love, Mylon and Kay's book. On that kind of attachment, and see if that might help you there. Anybody else, if you want a resource, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, we do need your support. It is the summer, and we're smack dab in the middle of it. We really do need your help, and if you will send us a gift of any amount in this final few days of June, we'll send you The Emotionally Destructive Relationship, and I think it can give you some great insight into how people end up in and how they end an emotionally destructive relationship. And it doesn't mean you have to walk away from it, but there's some things you can do to change that dynamic, and we want that for you. Also, you might think about joining Club New Life. For $20 a month, you can become part of the foundation of this ministry. We just count on you every month coming through, and thousands of people do it, and it really helps just a little bit every month. All adds up to a lot to us. And if you want to do that, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE to say thank you. We will send you just this little amazing package of, we've got a tote bag and a coffee mug and a thumb drive, and we've got John Townsend's book, You Can Do This, and some note cards, a lot of things, a thumb drive from TV.NEW-LIFE to say thank you for supporting this ministry. If you can't support us, go to prayer.newlife.com. And if you go to prayer@newlife.com, that's it, then you can pray for us for 30 days, and that would be a great, great support. We need lots of prayers. We're trying to launch our Leadership Institute there in Northern California, where 22 to 32-year-olds can come and relaunch or get launched and find a way to live independently outside of their parents' money and all of that. That's what we're doing, 22 to 32-year-olds. Men. And so you could find out about that too. But if you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that intimacy intensive coming up. Every Man's Battle, July the 8th. You've heard Jason. He's going to be doing it. It could change everything. We love you. We care about you. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE to join us on another program right here, 1-800-229-3000. See you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.